Okay, our friends. Woof. So today we are continuing on the Disney bedtime favorites. So, are you a puppy dog?
Woof, woof.
Yes?
Woof, woof.
I have a puppy with me here today, friends. And that works out really well because today we're reading a puppy story. We are reading from the Disney bedtime favorites storybook. This is the fourth story in the book, and it is called 101 Dalmatians Detective Lucky. Are you ready, little puppy?
Woof, woof.
It's read today by Mommy and...
Woof, woof.
Do you have a name? I'm going to call you Barky. Are you ready, Barky?
Woof, woof.
Here we go. A blistery wind was blowing outside, but the Dalmatian puppies... All 99 of them were snug and cozy in their new house. The puppies crowded around Nanny, who was reading them a bedtime story. Lucky loved bedtime stories. He especially loved ones about detectives. He wished he could be a detective. Do you know what a detective is?
Woof, woof.
I thought so. Let me tell you. A detective is someone who works for the police department, and his job, or her job, is to go to the crime scene and figure out who did what. Solve a mystery. It's not an easy job, and you have to be very smart to do it. Are you ready?
Woof, woof.
When Nanny's story was over, Pongo and Perdita tucked the puppies into bed. But Lucky wasn't tired, not even a little bit. He couldn't stop thinking about all the mysteries he could solve if he were a detective. One by one, the other puppies drifted off to sleep. Soon, Lucky was the only one still awake. Suddenly, his ears twitched.
Creak, squeak,
bang! What was that strange sound? Lucky bolted upright. Maybe this was it. The mystery he had wished for. Maybe the sound was a clue. Lucky carefully climbed out of bed. His parents were in the living room with Roger and Anita. No one would notice if Lucky slipped through the doggy door. He could go outside, find some clues, crack the case, and be back before anyone even knew he'd left. Lucky scampered outside. He looked around. He had never been outside alone at night. The wind had died down, but it was very dark. All around him, Lucky saw strange, shadowy shapes. Lucky thought about going back inside, but he knew that a true detective would solve this case no matter what. If he wanted to be a detective, he'd have to go on, dark or no dark. Lucky sniffed the air. An unfamiliar smell made his nose twitch. Maybe it was another clue. Lucky pressed his nose down to the dirt and sniffed again. There it was, the same smell. His tail wagged as he followed the scent into the woods. This is exactly what a real detective would do. Lucky thought eagerly as he tracked the smell to a hollow log. Lucky poked his head into the log to see what was inside and found two spooky eyes staring back at him. Lucky yelped in surprise. He backed out of the log as quickly as he could. Strange noises filled the air and Lucky felt something brush by his head. Hoo, 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 hoo. Flap, 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 push. Lucky was surrounded by spooky sounds. And he didn't know what was making any of them. And to make matters worse, he'd been so busy tracking the smell that he hadn't noticed how far he'd roamed. He had no idea where he was. He had no idea where he was going or how to get home. There was only one thing to do. Run! Lucky raced through the forest, ducking under branches and leaping over rocks, and the trees began to thin. He charged forward, running faster and faster until wham! He knocked right into someone. Who did you think he knocked into? Let's find out. In a flurry of fur and tails and hisses and growls, Lucky and the stranger tumbled over and over and over. Then the puppy heard a familiar voice.
Lucky, is that you?
It was Sergeant Tibbs, the cat who'd helped rescue Lucky and his siblings from Cruella de Vil.
Sergeant Tibbs! Lucky cried in relief. Help! I'm lost and I don't know how to get home.
Sergeant Tibbs knew just what to do. He led Lucky to an old barn where the two filled in the colonel on Lucky's situation.
This calls for the midnight bark, the colonel said.
The colonel lumbered over to the door and howled into the night. Ready? Go ahead.
Aif, aif!
Pretty good. Lucky waited anxiously for a response. At last, it came.
Bark, bark, bark! Yip, yip, yip! Yip, yip, yip! Arf, arf!
And the barks echoed across the countryside to the Dalmatian plantation, where Sleepy Pongo opened his eyes.
It's a lost pup, he whispered to Perdita. I'll go help.
Follow the barks. They'll lead you home again,
the colonel told Lucky.
Good luck, lad.
Thank you,
Lucky told the colonel and Sergeant Tibbs. Then, listening closely, he ran into the night. The colonel was right. Following the sound of the barks, Lucky soon realized he was on the way home. And now he was less scared. Lucky was able to solve all the mysteries he'd stumbled upon, even the creaky old gate that had started it all. And now we can see in the pictures, what was it that was inside the log?
Raccoon.
A raccoon. And what was it that went past his head that flapped?
Owl.
An owl. Back at the Dalmatian plantation, Pongo was shocked to see Lucky bounding up to him.
The midnight bark was for you? He asked.
Dad, I solved a mystery,
Lucky exclaimed, just like a real detective.
Tell me about it in the morning,
Pongo whispered as he led Lucky back to bed. And no more mysteries tonight. Lucky agreed and snuggled up next to his siblings, ready to fall asleep after his big adventure. Suddenly, his ears twitched.
Croaky
squeak.
What was that strange sound? Maybe it was a clue. But in the picture, we can see. What was it?
A froggy.
On the limb of a tree, right? Squeaky-looking tree. Oh, Lucky, don't get up and try to figure out what that is. Go to sleep. It's super late, and you need to be in bed. And that, my dear friends, is...
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. The end.